Look, we all understand company systems and company methods and company rules, and we all understand why the protocols and the plans are in place. We all understand that. And at the same time, we all, if we're smart, we also all understand that sometimes it's not helpful, right? Sometimes the answers are outside of the box, not in the box. Because if all the answers were in the box, we wouldn't be here, right? We wouldn't be here. We need to think outside of the box to solve the solutions. So that's why everybody needs a work computer and a personal computer. And they need to be able to, what the work computer won't let them do that's going to help them with their productivity, they need to do on a personal computer. It's necessary if we want to be better. Just the same way that if you imagine that not all learning happens in school. In fact, there's a strong argument for absolutely no learning happens in school. But let's just take the argument, not all learning happens in school. So if we were to leave our entire knowledge and learning to a school system, we would be extremely ignorant and society would fall apart because school does not provide us with any of the answers that we need. It just explains to us why the world is the way that it is. So no, I would say it's absolutely essential that everybody working in business is using a website in order to expand their productivity and their understanding. Let me give you an example. You want a practical example? Okay. So if you scroll down the future tools list, eventually you will come to, if you scroll down for a little bit, this is just random. So scroll down on the right side and you get a link to this. It's one of the tools. DOO is a cutting-edge platform offering a suite of 40 AI-powered teammates designed to seamlessly integrate into any team, enhance productivity and collaboration. So you can create an AI team of 40 people with different roles and tasks to help you. All right. Now, I would suggest that anybody who's not using this is losing. All right. I would suggest that anybody who's not got their own AI team working with them to help them. Now, don't get me wrong, this won't solve all problems. It'll also create problems and create questions. But everybody must work within the box. But not all the answers are in the box. Some of the answers are outside of the box. If all the answers were in the box, your child wouldn't need you because they'd get all the answers in school, right? If all the answers were in the box, children wouldn't need parents. So this is just one example. These AI teammates come trained in a variety of specializations to suit different project needs, with the option for customization to align in specific organizational requirements. People can use it to stream their workflow, leverage specialized knowledge without the need for hunting for human experts or hiring human experts. They can innovate work by combining human creativity with AI efficiency. That's one of the 29,000 tools on that website that I just randomly clicked on. Yeah. So basically imagine just now expand this idea, and it's really frightening because if, here we go. If your boss does that, then your boss may be in the future, not right now. We're not there at this moment in time. We say 5, 10 years, doesn't need you. Because there's going to be some replacement of human activity with automation. Just like the factory workers, well, they're not there anymore, are they? Because it's all robots in the factory. Yeah. You know, a lot of people have AI secretaries now. The secretary manages and organizes and filters the information and replies to the emails as well. Secretaries are gone. Bye bye. A lot of the coders, the computer coders are going. Bye bye. A lot of the work on Fiverr with technology and things, formatting make a CV for me and design these clothes designers go bye bye because the AI can design all their clothes. So imagine having an infinite team working for you. I mean, like I said, it's gonna make problems as well, but everyone's got two choices in life. You can live with problems created by other people for you, or you can live with problems that you create for yourself. And I suggest that it's much better to live with problems that you create for yourself than problems that other people create for you, because at least if you create problems for yourself, you're doing what you want to do, not what other people need you to do. And I think that that in general is something that would make people happier. Because you go down your own road, you explore your own rabbit holes in life, and you get the chance to solve problems that interest you. You know, if someone else chose all the music you listen to, you'd probably hate it. If somebody else chose all the films you watched, you'd probably hate it. If somebody else chose all the clothes you wear, you'd probably hate it, right? So a lot of the happiness in life comes from the individual person's ability to make positive, informed choices that affect their own life. It's not going to solve everything because other people have the answers to our problems, so it's not going to solve everything. But we have to understand that a lot of the AI has what AI how AI learns is it scrapes the internet for everything that's on the internet. And it then synthesizes that and presents it to you in a way that you will understand. And it does it faster than you can do it. Win! You know? Just win. That's a win. There we go. And so that's one random example. But as I said earlier, I think that those who use the tools will progress further and faster through the systematic problems that we're going to encounter in the future. Just like the fact you don't ride a horse to work. Yeah. Horses are history. Yeah. And so that's the benefit of understanding the future tools. And no one's ready for it, but I would suggest that every parent, if they want to prepare their child for the future, understand where the technology is at right now, because AI will teach your child faster than you will teach your child, and it will give them the answers faster. And it's better that you remain part of the process than you get put to one side, which is going to happen with a lot of parents. They're going to get put to one side as the children focus solely on the information that they can get directly from the technology. Which is going to be really, really interesting. Going to be hard to detox from all the technology in the future. That's for sure. Just like today, emails replaced traditional post, right? Once upon a time, you know, you wrote a letter and you put it in an envelope and you put it in the post box, and it took a week to get somewhere. That doesn't exist really that much anymore. We still get parcels, but you don't send mails by post really. Maybe the odd postcard, but now emails have replaced that, and everybody considers emails to be perfectly normal. Technology is coming. When your daughter grows up, she won't have a laptop. She won't have a laptop computer when she grows up, because there will be an AI generated virtual space in front of her, and she will use the virtual space. She won't type into a keyboard. She will speak into the AI generated virtual space, and that is what will create the interaction and the information. It's not going to be the best thing ever, because I think the best thing ever is human interaction and communication. face to face. But that's what's coming. Everybody's got to get ready for it. AI is more powerful than me. There's going to be no, you understand there's going to be no doctors and nurses in the future. There's not going to be any. It's all going to be AI generated systems that give you pharmaceutical drugs based on the AI generated programs, based on the AI generated drugs in the AI generated factories. Yeah, that it's all going to be one giant process or system. Yeah. And we need parents to remind children that food is medicine, not medicine. So, you know, it's got a negative side as well. Right. Remember, Google had the motto, "Don't be evil." That was very bizarre, but pointed us in the right direction. Anyway, future tools is a good place to start with that. I mean, cloning ourselves, right? That's really what we want technology to do, is we want to create copies of ourselves that can do more activities like we do the activities. And if you don't create a copy of yourself, somebody else will. And then your job will just be gone, right? So it's better that we create these clones of ourselves than we allow other people to take our place, I think. We've got to stay one step ahead of everything. It will come. It will come eventually, for sure. And remember, with technology, the new generation grows up faster. Yeah, it's not just the world that's spinning faster and the activities, it's people are learning faster as well. And that's going to be a job pressure in 10 to 15 years when people younger than us are going to do our job better than us. It's going to be a very bizarre situation to be in. Well, we can watch it happen in real time. Interesting times that we live in. Okay, moving forward. So I just did a little test. I dropped a PDF of an invoice into Claude AI, and I said extract text, and it just extracted all the text from the PDF and formatted it for me. So yay. So the AI will format any will extract text from any picture format document, not just PDF, but anything. It will extract that and do that as well. So the tools are here. We need to think differently. And the different thinking, that was an Apple advertisement, I think like 20, 30 years ago. It was think different, right? We need to think differently. It's not how we can do the task. It's not how I can do the task. It's what can I use to achieve the best results? So what can I use to achieve the best results? It's no longer about the individual skills that we have. It's about the skills in the world that we can utilize and use. Once again, I think everybody needs to be reminded of that. Cars are going to be designed by computers. They're already being designed by computers. Homes are going to be designed by computers. Parks are going to be designed by computers. Planes are going to be designed by computers. As I said before, medicines will be designed by computers. Operations will be performed by computers and not doctors. We're already at that point because, you know, the human hand is not perfect, right? And the machine can make the perfect cut or incision. It's going to be interesting as humanity transforms from much more of a produce orientated society to a consumption orientated society. There's going to be a lot of difficulties in that transition. We see it already as when people become comfortable, they become lazy. And when people become lazy, society falls apart. And we have to be very careful. Obesity is the classic example, you know. Why are so many people overweight? Why are so many people obese? You know, it's like depending upon which country you're in, 50%, 60%, 70% of people are obese. They're overweight. Why? Well, you can only do that in a comfortable culture. You can only do that in a comfortable society. So we're going to have all these new problems that we're going to have to solve. And maybe only thinking outside of the box is going to provide any kind of solution to that. Or doing something crazy, like colonizing Mars or something, or being an Elon Musk kind of character there. All right. So that's something to explore, that everybody should explore, that I should explore more. I should know more about it. I usually, it's been 2 to 3 months since I looked at AI technology. And I can tell you, in that 2 to 3 months, everything has changed. Everything is faster. It's more expansive. It's more encompassing. Everything has changed. So, it's definitely something that I should do as well. And it's scary. It's scary because I know that I'm going to find tools that are better than me at what I can do. Don't know what to say to that, right? Don't know what to say to that. Like progress, I suppose, in one way. Right. It's moving forward, moving forward, moving on. Stay one step ahead, right? Keep one step ahead with all of those things, because the younger generation is coming, and they're going to use it all. And they're going to be bigger and better and faster and stronger. And a lot of people are going to lose their jobs because of it. Yeah. Right.